for WHJE 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna. Welcome back to Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Right.
So you're going to a Southern American country.
In South America.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, why it's a what, Southern
yeah. Well, I didn't know if you were talking about like in America, the United States, South, or in South
yep.
America.
Okay. Because we have countries inside of America.
Oh, she said good. I had a blonde moment. It's been a long day. All right. So, I'm in South America.
Yeah, but it's a country within South America. You've never been there.
Ooh, they had the Olympics there.
Rio. Brazil. No,
yeah, you're in Brazil. Okay.
Brazil.
Where's Rio?
Rio's in Brazil. Rio's a city in Brazil.
Precisely why I said that.
Okay.
I'm going to Brazil.
Yeah, okay.
With
so then,
my mom.
No.
Oh, with Harry Styles.
I can't say it to
okay,
you.
Alcatraz.
Oh, yeah.
Most famous criminal in Alcatraz.
I definitely don't.
Chicago mobster.
Definitely don't. Definitely don't.
Well, then you're going to lose.
Yeah, because I don't know this stuff. Why would you do this?
Okay, so this vehicle would not be useful in Brazil at all because it's hot in Brazil.
But it's cold where this vehicle is needed.
I'm in one of those, like, snow vans.
What's it called, though?
Kind of.
That's a name for it. It's huge. excuse me.
You got the first word right.
Yes.
Snowmobile.
Yes.
You're in a snowmobile going to Brazil.
Great.
Got two out of five. You're going there for a contest in
Olympics?
A thing that you don't. I mean, you do it with us.
I mean, yeah, we do it a lot, but you don't do.
You don't like compete with it.
Yeah.
It involves music. It involves movement.
Dancing.
Yes, you're going there for a dance competition. And you're eating a thing. And that's, I think it's
a common road trip snack.
I don't eat it.
I don't eat it either.
Then does it have chocolate in it?
No.
Does it have meat in it?
Yes.
Is it a sandwich?
No.
It's
oh,
gross.
Remember,
it comes in like a bag.
Remember that episode of Hannah Montana where they were putting the cheese with the...
Beef jerky.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you've got 4 out of 5.
Ew.
All you need is a person, and the person is a mobster.
Jerky. Okay.
An Italian mobster.
Who
was based in Chicago.
In a snowmobile while eating beef jerky to go to a dance competition
with
someone I don't know. You're not going to give me a guess. I have no idea.
There was a book, and it was called Blank Does My Shirts, and it was about a guy.
And Blank Shines My Shoes.
It's a mobster.
I don't know this stuff.
Dude, they did a BuzzFeed Unsolved video on him.
I honestly thought it was common knowledge. I thought he was a household name.
Who?
It's Al Capone.
Never heard of him. Have no idea
right.
who he
well,
is.
Well, recite what you're doing. What's your 5-piece road trip, McKenna?
I am going to Brazil with some guy named Al Capone in a snowmobile, eating beef jerky I'm going there for a dance competition.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. So I'm going to give you a lot of jokes again this time. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
These. Okay. What is a math teacher's favorite sum?
I don't know. A Sumeritan.
Oh, an asymptote? Asymptote?
What are you saying?
It's a math thing.
Go. What is it?
Summer.
So in 1911, this guy named Vincenzo Perugia. That's probably very mispronounced.
Perugia.
Perugia achieved the seemingly impossible and stole the painting. So he was a former employee of the Louvre, and that allowed him to get close to the painting without anyone noticing. And he stole the Mona Lisa because Da Vinci was an Italian artist, and he felt that the painting should be returned to his home in Italy.
I have a lot of questions about this.
Yeah,
The first being, how did he get it out?
Well, wait, what's it guarded? Will you describe how it's guarded in the Louvre?
It's like, it has like those little rope things.
Mm-hmm.
I think they put something glass over it.
This was a long time ago.
This was also like 100 years before you saw it.
But
That's true. Here's
the thing.
It's pretty well guarded.
Yeah, and if it was 100 years ago, they probably didn't have all the fancy technology and stuff that like beeps when you like walk out the door.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't have, definitely
didn't. And if he worked there, I feel like he could get behind
I wonder
everything.
If he just like walked out. Maybe like grabbed it and then went
like
throughout
to the
like
grocery store.
An emergency
you buy at the
exit.
Grocery store, honey. Mona Lisa.
So, and then 2 years later, he was caught trying to sell the painting to an Italian, and the guy called the police on him.
He waited 2 years? I would have waited like
2 seconds.
I would have waited like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. That's smart. Because if they had never caught him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
The searches would have gone down extremely. Like, people would still be looking, but they wouldn't be like as intense as they would have been when it first happened.
Been like, oh. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Geek Spot with Anna. Today, this is kind of a stretch for a topic, you know, but whatever. So, you know how when you're growing up, your teachers tell you to eat your fruits and veggies, especially carrots. They tell you all the time growing up that, like, carrots are the things that help your vision and such. But I spent all my childhood eating carrots, and I still, you've probably never seen me before, but I wear glasses all the time. So let's get to the root of these carrot myths, you know? And this actually is a bad thing, because if you eat too many carrots, you can die from a disease called carrot anemia, which is an actual disease that turns your skin orange. Yes, this is a real thing. You eat too many carrots, your skin will turn orange.
All right, we're going to talk about Twitter. So I was doing my little research on Twitter like I normally do, because, you know, Twitter is, you know, the best thing in the world. So basically, here's what happened. There's this girl named Stephanie Boland. She's a digital writer for the UK Prospect magazine, which is basically a really unpopular magazine in the UK. See what I did there? They're spectators. Oh, so basically she tweeted out, what's the most unpopular opinion you hold, i.e. not politically or socially based? She did not want political or social based questions, more of like beliefs, kind of like what we've been talking about. And then she received over like 8,697 responses to be exact.
Maybe one day you'll call me and tell me that you're sorry too. Maybe one day you'll call me and tell me that you're sorry too. But you never do. No, no. Woke up the girl who looked just like you. I almost said your name. We haven't spoke since you went away. Comfortable silence is so overrated. Why won't you ever say what you wanna say? Even my phone misses your call. We haven't spoke since you went away. Comfortable silence is so overrated. Misses your call, even my phone misses your call, even my phone misses your call. By the way,